This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Very important verse, the first one, verse 31. It says that Jesus said to those Jews who believed, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. But notice this, that we have a group of people that we're addressing here. And this group of people are believers. They are the Jews who believed him. They are believers. They are not yet his disciples. They are believers, but they're not yet disciples. Because he's telling them, if you're going to be my disciple, then you need to abide or continue in the word. Abide means to continue. Continue reading it, continue studying it, continue hearing about it, continue to go to Bible studies, continue to go to church and hear it. You are someone who continues the word. And when you do that, you become a disciple, a learner, a trainee. So first, believers, and if you combine in the word after that, then you become a disciple. And then he says to the disciples, when you do continue in the word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So first you're a believer, then you're a person who decides, I'm going to continue in the word. And then you become someone who knows the truth, and the truth makes you free. Abiding in the word accumulates truth in the soul. Abiding in the word, continuing in the word, you accumulate truth in the soul, and it sets you free from the lies that bind us, that hold us, that imprison us, so forth. And we'll talk more about that in a few minutes, about the lies. But the believers that Jesus was speaking to were offended immediately. Because he said, you shall be free. And they were immediately offended, saying, what do you mean free? We are free. We're not in bondage. So they answered him in verse 33, and they said, wait a second, we are the children of Abraham. We're Abraham's descendants. We have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it you can say you'll be made free? We don't like that statement. So these believers got offended, because they felt that they were not in bondage, and that they became defensive, because they were, after all, Jews, the children of Abraham. Jesus answered them in verse 34, and he said this, I say to you, whoever commits sin, in the Greek tense here means whoever practices sin as a lifestyle, not whoever falls into sin, because all of us do, but whoever practices sin as a lifestyle is the slave of sin. So Jesus told them to look at themselves, you believers, and notice that your lives, in your lives, you are living in sin, and many of you. Your lifestyle is sinful. And that's why you need to be set free. And then he says in verse 35, a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. So Jesus told them first, look at yourself and judge if their lives were reflective of walking with God. Or were they living in things the Bible condemns? So these believers were really pseudo-believers, false believers. They were believers in him, but they practiced all kinds of sinful lifestyles. We have today in our country and in our world, we have, as we said before, we have only one out of four Christians, people that call themselves Christians, people who are in the Christian community, only one out of four are evangelical. So only one out of four believe that you must be born again, that your spirit needs to be regenerated, and that God does the saving, you don't save yourself. The other three out of four believe somehow it's good works or ceremonies and rituals that save you. That Jesus doesn't do it with an act of a miracle act of God and just save you right on the spot. That somehow you have to live a life that is good, or you have to perform certain rituals, or you have to go through certain ceremonies, and then you can be saved. That's three out of four people who are in the Christian community. So there are a lot of people who call themselves Christians. There are a lot of people who are in the house. As Jesus said in verse 35, you're in the house, but you're a slave. You're not a son. A son has a relationship with God, the Father, through the Son, Jesus Christ. But a son has a relationship. A son is a family member. A servant may work in somebody's house. You may hire a servant and they may live in your house, a live-in servant. How many of you have live-in maids? Not too many. But you may have a servant in your house, but that servant doesn't have anything connected to the Father. It's not going to be left in the will. It's not going to receive an inheritance. Only the children are connected to the Father. So the slave doesn't abide. So we have today, in today's Christianity, in the house, in the community, Christian community, outside of the evangelical church, we have many denominations and many churches who not only endorse, but not only tolerate, but they endorse lifestyle sinning. We have Christian churches who have homosexuals in the pews, but also wanting to put them in the pulpit as well. And they even though the Bible condemns it, they don't condemn it. They say, well, God loves everybody and we just want to give everybody a big hug and accept any sin that you might be doing. It's okay because God loves you. So you can be a homosexual, and homosexuality, God loves the sinner but hates the sin. But that particular sin is condemned. But they tolerate it and they endorse it and they promote it. And they call themselves Christians. Fornication is the same thing. People living with people. Turn the church into a place of tolerate the sinners, tolerate sin, and just focus on social problems. But don't be evangelistic. Don't win people to Christ. Don't see people become regenerated, born again. Don't tell people they're going to heaven. Don't give them the assurance of salvation. Don't preach a gospel that includes walking with God and being pure and living right before him. But they're in the house. They're in the Christian community. There's three out of four Christians who live in this community. And you talk to them and they say, yes, I'm a Christian. Why are you a Christian? Because I believe in Jesus. Well, how do you get to heaven? Well, you just be a good person and you help the poor and you help the needy and you love everybody, and that's how you get to heaven. And that's not biblical. But they say that's what our Christianity is. That's what our denomination believes. That's what we teach. 3 out of 4 Christians. And Jesus is saying that wait a second, if you would abide in the Word, if you continued in the Word, then you would be free of these things, these lifestyles that you're tolerating and even promoting. You would become a different kind of Christian. You would become a Bible-believing Christian. You would become pure and holy before God. If you had a real relationship with God, you didn't just call yourself a Christian and do Christian things, label yourself a Christian, and help the homeless, and that's it for you. But you must continue in the Word. Those things are good. You want to help the homeless? Fine. But you must continue in the Word if you're going to be a disciple. Therefore, if the Son makes you free in verse 36, you'll be free indeed of all of that junk that right now you're making excuses for. So their bondage to sin, these Jews who believed him, this bunch of believers who were really very superficial in their faith, who didn't continue in the Word. This group of people, their bondage to sin, their tolerance of sin, their attitude towards sin reveals the superficiality of their faith. Verse 37, he says, hey, I know you're Abraham's descendants. I know you're Jews. I know you're the chosen people. But guess what? You seek to kill me. You don't like me at all, especially when I talk like this. Especially when I challenge you in your lifestyles. You don't want to hear it. My word has no place in you, in verse 37. You don't receive it. You don't want to hear this. You seek to kill me. You don't want to. What I have gotten from my Father, capital F, God the Father. These words that I've got, this comes from the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Hello, this is David Wilbur, a professional insurance agent right here on the Treasure Coast for more than 30 years and partner in InsurePro Insurance Agency located in St. Lucie West.